Proclamation number 7748, dated the November 17, 1960. Original sin and atonement through Jesus Christ. In my great mercy for you, I accomplished the act of salvation in Jesus, the human being. That which I had externalized had sinned against me, and only a small proportion of the created beings remained with me when the decision of will, which I demanded in order to make the created beings immeasurably happy, had to be taken. They wanted to behold me, and since this was impossible, because the beings would have ceased to exist had they beheld the huge abundance of light, they turned towards the one they were able to see, whom I externalized as the first spirit from myself and my image. However, the beings were not lacking realization and therefore aware that they had emerged from me, yet despite this they turned away from me and towards the former, which was the immense sin that plunged them into a bottomless abyss. But their condition aroused my pity. I felt sorry for the beings which my adversary, the first fallen spirit, kept under his control in a completely unenlightened state, and whose exceedingly wretched situation would never ever have changed had I not granted them my mercy. This was the result of the love which had once created those beings, and which therefore also followed them into the abyss. My infinite love did not abandon the fallen beings, which belonged to me as well. For they had emerged from my strength, which incessantly flowed to my first created being, Lucifer, and enabled him to create countless beings. Therefore, these beings belonged to me, too. However, they had become sinful of their own free will. They had voluntarily followed my present adversary. Nevertheless, the fate of these fallen beings aroused my pity. I wanted to provide them with the opportunity of working their way up from below until they could reach a state of free will again, in order to take another test of will as to which lord they wanted to belong to. But as a result of rejecting my strength of love, the beings had become so weak that even when I returned free will to them after an infinitely long time, they still failed their test of will. And this weakness of the beings aroused my mercy, and I was determined to accomplish the act of salvation in order to convey strength to the weak, which was acquired through the atonement of the past guilt, through the agonizing death on the cross. I felt such overwhelming compassion for the fallen beings that I was willing to take the sins upon me and to exonerate them. But since I was unable to suffer as God, the work of redemption had to happen in a human being who, for love of his fellow human beings, agreed to atone for them, and who crowned his act of love with an extremely agonizing death on the cross. The actual redeemer of the guilt was the love in Jesus, the human being, and I myself was this love. I myself was overwhelmingly powerful in Jesus, the human being. I was able to use my strength in him to full effect. His every action was determined by love, and thus, love had accomplished the act of salvation. It merely harbored within a human shell which took this superhuman suffering upon itself. Love took pity upon humanity and redeemed the immense guilt of sin which caused the fallen spiritual beings such wretchedness. Love had mercy and opened the path again which led back into the Father's house. Only love was able to redress God's righteousness, for this could not be ignored since it is part of my nature, otherwise my perfection would be questionable. And for the sake of righteousness, the immense guilt had to be redeemed so that it would be possible for me to accept my living creations into my kingdom of light and bliss again. And thus a way was found, love sheltered within a human being who is capable of suffering and who, because of love, was willing to take the immense guilt upon himself and suffer immeasurably for it and finally die the most bitter death on the cross. Jesus, the man, walked this path to the cross, he sheltered the love in himself which I am for all eternity. Only in this way was it possible to redeem the immense guilt. Only great mercy motivated me into personally taking care of my living creations which were wretched beyond all measure and who, without help, would never have been able to release themselves from my adversary's power. Since they had followed him into the abyss voluntarily, he was entitled to these beings. I do not deny him this right, but these beings also belong to me, and therefore I fight for them and help them to reinforce their will so that they try to release themselves and indeed are able to do so through the blessings acquired on the cross. Jesus, the human being, accepted me myself within himself. Through his life of love he so shaped himself that I myself, the eternal love, was able to take abode in him, that I so completely permeated him that he only wanted and did what love had demanded of him, so that I myself therefore carried out the act of salvation, because Jesus, the human being, had utterly entered into my will. For he and I were one, he was God in all fullness, and only his external shell was Haman for the eyes of his fellow human beings. But even this external shell had spiritualized itself. It merely continued to be Haman until the act of salvation was accomplished. For only Jesus, the human being, was able to suffer, and his suffering and pain were indescribable because the guilt he had taken upon his shoulders in order to atone for it was also indescribable. So now every human being can release himself from his guilt if he acknowledges me myself in Jesus Christ and accepts the blessing of the act of salvation, if he believes in him and also that I died in him for you in order to set you free. Amen.